October 2006, the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority, as project manager in conjunction with Vic Roads, opened a new concrete bridge across the Murray River between the towns of Euston, New South Wales, and Robinvale, Victoria. The new bridge and its approaches across the floodplain replaced an old timber and steel structure built in the 1920s, which had reached the end of its useful life. This compilation CD is part of an oral history project commissioned by the New South Wales Roads and Traffic Authority that documents the construction of the old and the new crossings and gives an account of life in Euston and Robinvale through the memories of residents and others interviewed for the project. Darcy Pettit is one of those interviewed. He gives an account of the original Indigenous population of the area.
The original people from here were the Tatty Tatty people. They were mostly based around from Lake Benini right through to Euston, right through this part of the country. The original mob was a breakaway mob from the Wiradjuri tribe in New South Wales. And then you had the Latchi Latchi people. But the Latchi Latchi people were more Kolkine way. But the Tatty Tatty people were the original people from here. In the early days, when the squatters and everything moved in and started taking the land, with the introduction of smallpox down to the river tribes, the strongest ones, of course, the runners, ran on with a message to the next tribe, and then little did they know they were carrying smallpox with them, but that's the way it spread right up through the river and killed them in masses of thousands and thousands, along with a lot of massacres and gun battles. Well, spears against guns, and it just don't work.
All through the 19th century and into the 20th, the settler communities were heavily dependent on the river trade. Len Arnott is one of the earliest residents of Robinvale. How dependent was Robinvale, say, on passing river trade?
It was tremendously. Euston more so than Robinvale, because Robinvale, up until after the First War in particular, was virtually a sheep station. So there wasn't much at Robinvale, whereas Euston had a thriving town. When Edmund Morey opened up Euston Station in 1847, a bit of debate, 46, 47, but Euston started after that in the early 50s, and by 1853, there was quite an established town. By 1865, they had a school, a courthouse, a tax office, two hotels, and Euston was quite an established area. But it relied purely on the, or to a larger degree, on the riverboats, carrying the wheat, carrying the wool, carrying the supplies, timber for them. But then once the railway and the road transport set up, that was the death knell for Euston, and to a degree, the death knell for any river trade with Robinvale.
Stan Park has lived in Robinvale since it was brought there by a Cobb & Co. coach in 1923.
I can remember the Ruby and the Melbourne. We used to go down and watch them go past pulling barges of wool and filling up with firewood and that sort of thing. They used to give us a hoot as they went past, and the kids waving on the bank.
Val McGinty's parents ran the dairy at Robinvale and later at Euston.
When we first came to Robinvale, the steamers used to regularly run down the Murray. And there are times if we had a calf born on that morning, the calf would be named after the boat that went down that morning, maybe the Ruby or Marion or what.
Bill McGinty grew up in Euston, which experienced water shortages during periods of prolonged droughts.
I can remember at Euston, if there'd been a strong wind, it would have picked Euston up and taken away with the number of windmills that were there. Everyone had a windmill. All you could see were windmills. And they had wells that went down around about 10 metres. And some good water, mostly bad water.